ditching conventional mattresses for the best mattresses and the healthiest beds. Welcome to the Vital Vedas Show. I am your host, Dylan Smith. I'm an Ayurvedic practitioner and holistic health educator who, when seeing my patients, is going to assess all the aspects of their health, all the aspects in their lives, all the influential factors that are impacting their health from food, diet, lifestyle, and the biology of their home. Where are they sleeping? Where are they spending a third of their life? What bed are they sleeping on? And that's something that finally has taken, it's taken me and my partner some time to look into the bed that we're sleeping on and optimize the health of that bed. You know, and I'll be honest with you, it takes time to implement these things. It took time for me to eventually buy the blue light blocking glasses, which are those glasses that protect your hormones and your sleep. It took time for me to get rid of the Wi-Fi in the house and use an Ethernet cable to hardwire our computers. It takes time to put these practices in, that's fine. And when the time is ready, it's ready. And well, one thing you should really be prioritizing is the health of your bed, because you are breathing that in every day, the health of your bed sheets, the health of your duna, and the health of especially of your pillow, which your face is on. So we're going to talk about all this today with Nick, aka the mattress man, the most experienced man of mattresses in Australia, who's been in the business for over 50 years. He runs the Rockdale Mattress Factory, which is a family-run company in Sydney, Australia. And you're going to all learn all about mattresses. If you appreciate this show, listen to the end, because you're going to have a little discount of how you can get some pretty awesome and comfortable and healthy pillows that cut through the crap of marketing, chiropractic marketing, all that stuff. And these pillows are the real deal. We love them. I'm not one to like say things lightly, and these pillows are definitely the best pillows I've had. We got some chiropractic pillows, my wife and I, but finally I found a pillow that I really like. The chiropractic was like nice, but it's nothing amazing. This pillow is, the fact that you can also alternate it is pretty good. Anyway, we share about that. So many other things about beds. So I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you want to learn more about sleep and health, listen to the Vital Vedas podcast. Check out the other episodes. We got episode number 45, Optimal Sleep, the Ultimate Guide. That's with me. I didn't talk about materials for beds, but I sure spoke about other things for sleep. And after listening to that episode, implementing the things, if you're still not sleeping well, we'd really have to go into one-on-one consultation to get to the root of your issue. So that's always available on the vitalvedable.com.au website. You can book an online consultation with me, where we have created an individualized approach and plan into empowering you, with the ways to create your own self-sustainable protocol and way of life. You know, Ayurveda means the science of life. It's not a regime or a discipline for you to do with strain. It's how do you shift the things in your life to live life with the most health and the most freedom and the most abundance and pleasure. That's what Ayurveda is about. And that's what we do in our consultations. And from whatever it is, whatever condition, we enliven the health. So we're in Sydney, Australia, our clinic, which we love to see patients in person, as well as the Northern Rivers, New South Wales, and as well as online. So reach out if you need anything. I'm always here for you. So other than speaking to Nick in this podcast episode, who is the most experienced mattress man in Australia, I'm going to list other mattresses, not only in Australia, but around the world, companies of mattresses that are good, that are adhering to good health. So listen to that and enjoy the episode. In case you don't know, building biology is, we appreciate our own human biology, our health of our biology, but also what about the biology of our building, especially the building that we live in, and especially the building that we sleep in, because we're spending a third of our life in our bedroom sleeping, doing all the rejuvenative mechanisms. And so I first heard this term building biology a number of years ago, maybe it was 5-6 years ago, and I thought, wow, what a good, and it's felt like, I thought it was going to boom, the industry of building biology. Oh, everyone's going to want to hire a building biologist to optimize the health of their building. But it hasn't boomed than I thought it would.
It is a bit difficult. I learned about that probably 25 years ago. There was a German gentleman, he rang me up from Blue Mountains. And he told me, he said, building biology, he said, do you know anything about that? I said, I have no idea. I'm just a mattress man. And he said, to me, he said, do you know that most of the inner spring mattresses, they absorb the electromagnetic field, which can be harmful to the people which they are sleeping on? And we were talking, and he never came to see me. And after that, I always had in my mind the building biology, what it was. So I was aware for a long time.
You know, it seems with building biology that it can be expensive to at first, and to invest in your the health of your home. But really, it is an investment for health, and it definitely saves you a lot. And especially when we're going to get into the topic of beds, because beds, you're sleeping on it for a third of your life. You're watching TV in it. You're making love in it. You're reading in it. You're doing so much stuff in it. So it is well worth to really at least move towards the direction of enhancing the health of your bed. So this is a super important topic. And in this podcast, I don't want to like be alarmist to people, because I also want to talk about the dangers of beds and dangerous beds. And I don't want to be an alarmist. I don't want to freak you out. But the intention is to empower people to know what choices they can make when choosing beds and to enhance the health of themselves. So it's, first of all, like the biology, it's very dynamic, a bed, because the human body is so dynamic. So when the human body's hormones are shifting, the body temperature is shifting and changing, it really impacts the bed. And the chemicals, potential chemicals in bed, and the potential materials in bed. Let's first start off with conventional beds. I'd like to just paint a map of the beds. Tell us about the conventional standard beds that people are sleeping on today.
Well, conventional beds, I call them commercial beds. What they are made, anything commercial, if it's advertised, marketed excessively, anything sells. And people, they are brainwashed with these things and they make mistakes. In the commercial beds today, they are first made with springs. And on top of that, it's polyurethane foam. Mm. And other fibers, which are very synthetic.
Yeah. So polyurethane is what creates the foam, and that's petrochemically derived.
That is polyol, made of polyol. That's a biopetroleum product. Mm. And it is also the other bit that goes in it. It's called TDI, toluene disocyanate. Everybody knows what disocyanate is. And the big manufacturers, our suppliers to the bedding industry, they say, oh, this one, once it is expanded, there is nothing. But where does it go? Where does that TDI goes? Mm. And on top of it, years ago, they never used about 20, 30, I cannot tell you exactly, years ago, there was no... the older foams, they used to create mold inside, and mildew and stuff like mm-hmm. that. But they started about 30 years, I think. They put inside some chemical which controls dust mites, controlled mildew, controlled other stuff that is produced in the polyurethane foam. And that is, they don't say it kills them, they say it controls them. Mm. How do they control? Well, they tell them, don't go in there or something, So they inhale that particular chemical and they die. And when they die, where do they go? In the person's nose, mouth, and that, I believe, is a danger people they don't understand.
Mm. So I just want to rewind and just, can you tell me how you got into the mattress industry? Because you're known as Australia's most experienced mattress man.
Thanks. Well, I was first, I was selling furniture and mattresses. Mm-hmm. I had a shop, then I decided to go into mattresses. And there was one old company which was called Hurstville Bedding Company, they used to make all natural mattresses. They used to make wool, cotton, and sisal. And then after they start making inner spring mattresses, tufted, you know. And the gentleman that I bought off the company, I only paid for the one sewing machine and few rolls of fabric because he didn't have any other stock. So that's how I got mm-hmm. into the business. And he was making three mattresses. I make 30 different types because the people, they, when they go to buy a bed, they have to ask question. They have to tell them, like you when you came, when you said to me, building biology, you remember, I knew everything. Hmm. I mean, I didn't know exactly everything, but I know.
You knew what I was coming from.
What you want, yeah. What type of mattress. So if somebody comes with allergies, then I can ask him and I read. I go to conventions. I've been before the COVID 3 times a year, once in Germany, once in USA, and also in China. I used to go to see what they have, what they do, how they produce the mattresses. I was not happy with the mattresses, how they were made in here, because most of them, they copy each other. I used to put an ad in the paper, mattress rejuvenated. And you have no idea. I had mattresses, people which they brought from South Africa, from USA, from Indonesia, from England, a lot from England. And because they were different sizes, so they used to come over there to repair. And a lot of people, they said, I slept on this mattress for 50 years and I want exactly the same. I don't want to change. You know what I mean? So I used to take them over there, open, and that's how you learn how to be a good mattress maker. You don't learn from the book or unless you see and talking to customers. So if the customer comes, you sell him a mattress and he say, you tell him, oh, this is the best, this is that, and when he takes it at home, it's not. Because most of the time, people, when they go buy mattress, in many cases, the big manufacturers, they make for the showroom a better, more loft in the mattress, and the one that they deliver, it's totally different. I used to repair for a Melbourne company. They used to sell a lot in Sydney, and it was too expensive to take it for repair. And I used to do it for about 6 months or something like that. Then I gave up. So.
And now today you still have Rockdale Mattress Factory, but it's not in Rockdale.
No.
How many mattresses are you producing a year, would you say?
Oh, we produce, I just don't know, because we make 30 different mattresses and we are not computerized.
Yeah.
We still write the books by hand. Okay. I think always it's quicker that way and less mistakes.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I cannot tell you.
Well, you got a good range of mattresses.
A big range of mattresses. One of the biggest. Because when people go to the bedding store, they can see about 50 mattresses there. But they're all 99% exactly the same.
Yeah, yeah.
The only thing difference is the label. In my place, they're all different because I can show them inside. They can have a look and so many things.
So you were mentioning about the chemicals in mattresses. You said polyurethane, and that's probably the most common chemical,
polyester,
right?
Polyurethane, yes. That's the most common. 99% every mattress has polyurethane.
And this petrochemically derived chemical, the thing is, what people need to understand is that like is a long-term exposure when you're sleeping on that for 10 years, 20 years. It's right. It bit by bit, it absorbs into the body. The person's putting their head on it. They're breathing it in literally overnight.
That's off-gassing.
Off-gassing, yes. Over time. So it's like a slow release off-gas, which is kind of like a slow kill, carcinogenic. Yes. And it has carcinogenic actions. And another thing that is, so you mentioned these chemicals, then there's flame retardants, right?
Oh, yes.
That's very common.
That is a shocker.
And which is fair, like you can understand why they put it there, but there are natural flame retardants if needed. Wool is natural flame retardant.
If somebody wants to just make it of a wool fabric and wool mattress, it will not ignite.
And that's what a lot of the natural companies are doing. They're using wool as the flame retardant. And then, you know, volatile organic compounds are being released, which is another toxins. And there's a bunch of stuff. You mentioned about the springs, which I think is like one of the most unhealthy things to be doing, is to sleeping on a spring. It's like sleeping on antennas.
But you try to sell to a customer something else other than springs, they don't like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You go broke.
Yeah, so, I know. But I'm just sharing, like, people need to explore other options and start to adapt to other than springs.
Absolutely.
Because it's like sleeping on an antenna, and it conducts the non-native electromagnetic fields, especially if you have a smart TV in the bedroom or a Wi-Fi router within 6 meters of the bed.
Yes.
Let's talk about the organic industry. Yes. And that is... Okay, latex. I mean, what? Tell us about latex. Is what I'm going to be getting a mattress. We're buying a new mattress, and tell us the history of latex. I mean, how has it come? Is it only recently becoming popular?
No. Latex has been for a long, long time. I think since 1926 or something like that. Mm-hmm. Edward Dunlop developed the latex, which is a Dunlop latex. There is three different types of latexes.
And it's one a sap, just to explain, and take it even a step. It's a sap from a tree.
From a rubber tree called Javea brasileiris.
Okay.
So they tap early in the morning. They tap the tree and they collect the size of mug.
Per day. Okay.
And they tap and they collect it and put it in a drum. So that's what it is. But in many places, they call it latex. Say, for instance, you can buy from Asia some latex that is not 100%. It's 100% synthetic, look-alike latex.
Mm.
And they say latex. And they put probably 5 centimeters in it. And when you go by, oh, this is latex. So they should have a look. They should ask questions. Mm. So most of the good latex, it's 100% natural, and it is organic.
Yeah, is there any non-organic latex?
Which is mixtures.
Sure.
Yeah,
but in terms of, they're not going to be needing to put pesticides on a palm tree. Yeah.
No, latex. Okay. Latex is...
It doesn't need a pesticide.
It's in wild.
Yeah, you know,
it's in wild.
Of course.
So the only thing is with chemicals, some manufacturers, they inject some other stuff inside, like synthetic, and that's the... Sure.
And then, so there are standards that I've learned about, like GOLS, which is the Global Organic Latex Standard. I mean, what do you think about these standards and... People are now throwing, there's GOLS, there's OEKO TEX 100, which
that's
is...
That's a European one.
That's more for textiles. So that's looking at the zips and the buttons and all the other stuff that's involved.
They have to read it. See, OEKO TEX, they can give you... You go and tell them for this microphone that I'm talking on, you tell them, I want OEKO TEX for the color, the black color.
Uh-huh.
So... They will give it to you for the black color. Mm. It's okay. And then most of the Asian people, they use that as a tool for marketing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it is not really...
It's not sufficient.
Sufficient. There is so many things. Like in here, you know, I don't want to say one very, very good organization here that I used to trust very much for their findings. And they go, this year they will give 5 stars or they will say it's the best mattress in Australia, where it's all synthetic inside. There is not a gram of natural fiber. But on top of that, no ventilation. In mattresses, ventilation is the key. Is the key comfort, support, and ventilation. They are the three bits and what raw materials are inside. So you have to know those four things. If they are natural, you can't ask for a better. Because 50 years ago, when I started in the industry, the mattresses were made from, there was a sisal, which is a very good fiber, you know, that's from hemp, you know, the rope.
Okay.
It was that. And there was coconut fiber, or they call it fiber core. That is a very good fiber, not as comfortable as the others, but they used to put on top of the other stuff. But it's a breathable. It's not, does not absorb moisture. So dust mites, they don't live. Dust mites, they don't live in mattresses if they are ventilated. They don't breathe as much.
So let's just, this is, I think it's nice to have these four factors for people to know. So number one, ventilation. And would you say that's probably the most important thing out of everything?
Well, that means the dust mites, they carry allergens. The dust mites, they carry viruses. So
and mold feeds off
and
dust.
And mold feeds off dust, yes. So if you stop dust mites in that environment or minimize, look, there is one British study. It was done in Kensington University in UK. I think it's Pretlow. They've done research and they said the Society of Allergy and Criminal Immunology. There is another professor, Andrew Wardlow of the British Society of Allergy. He said mites are very important in asthma and allergy, and it would be good if way we found to modify the home so that the mites concentration were reduced. It's true that mites need humid condition to thrive and cannot survive in very dry conditions.
It's the same as the human body. We don't focus so much on the microbes or the bacteria. It's more about the environment. Because if the environment is healthy, then they can thrive. And you can even compare it to a well-ventilated room. Like, that's so important. Indoor air has about 10 times more VOC, volatile organic compounds, which are the not good things, than the outside. So that's why simply having your window open makes a big difference to your health when you're in your bedroom. And I think it's crazy how hotel rooms don't have windows. It drives me nuts. But so, like, having that environment in the bed, ventilation, so important. So you said ventilation, materials used, and the other two?
Comfort and support.
Comfort and support, which is, of course, is... that's known. And there's other things, deceiving things, like in mattresses, plant-based. And that's like just plant oils mixed with polyurethane.
There is a plant-based material, say, for instance, like tencel, like bamboo and other stuff. I mean, bamboo, everybody knows it's a timber, you know, and all the tencel derives from timber pulp. From timber to come to the emulsions so they can make string, they can make fabric, it has to go through some chemicals. So if somebody asks me, what is better to get a bamboo or to get tencel or to get cotton? Always, I prefer the plant.
Plant-based, it's deceiving. And then there's, you know, the other things to look at, like glues, adhesives and all these things to make sure they're not chemical based, rather water based.
The 90% of the glue that I used in here, they are chemically made glues. They do lots of guessing. There is some water based, but I don't know whether that is sufficient. The other one is resin glue that I believe. That is the safest of the lot.
Uh-huh. Okay, great. So let's go back to ventilation. Ventilation number one important. When we went to your factory, you have this machine which is essentially just blowing air, and then it measures to what percent is that air going through a certain material. So like we put my T-shirt through there, we put the different pillow, we put the different mattresses through there, and the different conventional mattresses, and we saw how well that air flows through that mattress.
If you know how to make it, that way.
Yeah, or how well it did not flow. Like when you put a we tested it really well with pillows, and we're going to put up a Instagram video showing each pillow. We had the memory foam pillow, we had the chiropractic pillow, we had the feather pillow,
yes,
and then we had the latex pillow, and we showed the amount of air that goes through it and how ventilated it is. And that was amazing. And clearly latex was the best by far.
That was the truth.
Yeah. So we've got bed in mind. We've got those four factors considered. Latex is a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
Getting the latex that hasn't been adulterated and added things. Really, I guess it comes to knowing the person like yourself rather than trusting a standard, unfortunately.
Look, unfortunately, the big companies, they copy each other all and they are into the money making. And also customers, when they shop for a mattress, what they do, they will hear some ads, 50% off, 50% of that, 50% of that. I mean, how somebody can give you 50%? It's not real.
Yeah.
So people, they get sucked in on 50%. They'll pay more, but they... When you say this mattress is $13,000, you can have it for $8,000, and automatically they play with the mind of the people.
Yep. And just on the topic of ventilation, in terms of bed bases, do you think that's a big thing? I mean, is it important to have a base, like a slatted base, which has ventilation, or can we just have a firm panel? Because even if it's a firm panel, maybe the ventilation's happening through the sides and through the tops. What do you think?
On the ventilated mattresses that I do make, doesn't make any difference. I still prefer to have slatted ventilation because it's more.
Yeah.
It's more ventilation.
Yes.
But, or if you put plywood on it, you have to make holes.
Yeah, sure.
Unfortunately, when you go to the bedding stores, one thing probably I have to re-talk about it is this 120 days free trial. People are getting sucked in when they buy online mattresses. You don't know where that mattress is made. You don't know whether that mattress has formaldehyde inside, which it is all, most of the time. And that's where the biggest problem is. They will give you for 120 days or 100 days free trial, so you'll take it. There is no mattress. You buy the cheapest mattress, it will last you 12 months. You know? What happens after those 120 days? Sometimes what they do, if you ring them up and they say, oh, I'm not comfortable with the mattress after the 120 days, if you are persistent, what they will tell you, oh, you can have it. We can give you a discount, keep the mattress, or we can give you half the price, or we can give you, you know. So they are hoping everybody pass the 120 days or 100 days, whatever their system is. So that's where the people are get sucked in.
I just wanted to also touch on your pillows. Was it your invention, the latex noodles?
Yes.
So that's just a thing just to mention. He's got these pillows that essentially latex noodles, noodles made out of latex, and that's a thing which you can mold yourself, and you can also have a fantastic ventilation rate. When we compare those pillows, you can see in the Instagram video. And also I want to mention, just shout out to cotton. Like cotton is one of the most dirtiest crops in the world because it has dioxin. So, and it can be really a lot of deceiving with cotton, like 100% cotton, 100% natural cotton. It doesn't matter. It could be cotton, 100% cotton full of dioxin. Like, you have to have organic cotton. So I just wanted to mention that because I'm a big passionate about
but
cotton.
Sometimes cotton, if you wash it, boil it, it'll get rid of most of the stuff that you want.
Yeah, it was an interesting topic. It's an interesting point, which I
it'll become
have to
then
see
organic
it.
Cotton.
Yeah, yeah, which I would think so also, but it would be nice to see that tested. With the mattresses, you can't do that, right? You can't wash it so much to get those polyurethane, which is completely leached, because you could say the same thing. And another thing, latex, you don't put in the sun, right?
No. I mean, even cotton is not good to be on the sun because the UV rays, they burn it.
It's common thing we put in our mattress in the sun, and we put our...
But if you have it for a little while,
So that doesn't need, because it's got its own...
What I learned today...
Drying effects.
Yesterday, I was thinking the UV rays from the fluorescent lights is also dangerous for this.
For sure.
Yeah.
Those blue lights have a lot of toxins.
UV lights is UV lights from everywhere.
That's good. Thanks, Nick. And if people want to find you, your Rockdale Mattress Factory in Sydney. You ship all over Australia, right?
Yes.
And you can go try mattresses.
Yeah, I just want to tell you how I become to make those pillows before
sure.
we go.
Yeah.
Very important. When I used to be in Hurstville, when I started the mattresses, and I had always complained, oh, this pillow is no good, this is no good. So I start making pillows with offcuts of the latex. I used to crumb them and making with pieces of latex. Mm-hmm. And it was very good. But now with the spaghetti, with the noodles, it is perfected. Yeah. So it's very good. You can adjust it. You can make it firmer, softer. There's yeah, nothing like
some,
it.
Take it out. And, you know,
and that's,
like,
how, that's how...
Yeah, nice. Good
I
discovery.
Made it. Yeah.
And do you have a direct communication line with your sourcing of the latex?
Yes. Yes. I don't buy through agents.
So which country does it come from for you?
Belgium.
Belgium, interesting. Because
yes.
a lot of it comes from Sri Lanka now, right?
Yes, Sri Lanka. Yes, there is Sri Lanka. There is Vietnam. There is Malaysia. There is Thailand.
So you don't. For you, it's not important about the certification. You need to know the direct
yes.
sourcing of it. And
yes.
you have that direction.
Yes,
and you're
yes,
sure
yes.
that it's fully
yes.
non-adulterated, not
no,
no added things.
That's
great.
That's correct, yes.
Wonderful. Okay, anything else, Nick, you want to leave the audience with?
That's all. I hope that people have a look and... Don't buy when the things are on sale. You buying, if it's half price, it was one quarter of that.
If you wanted to offer our listeners a discount.
On pillows, I will give them 20%.
Okay.
Mentioning.
Mention the Vital Veda
yes,
podcast.
They will get 20% on the pillow. I never have done this one in since I made the pillows.
Okay.
But this is interesting because these people, probably the reason I'm doing this, they paid one pillow and they throw it. They paid another pillow, they throw it. This one, they will keep it.
We bought a chiropractic pillow. We thought it was good and the ventilation rate was just so bad. But it's pillows, I think, is also good. It's nice that you're offering that on the podcast because I think pillows you don't need to test. This pillow, because this pillow has the ability to maladapt to what you need, how thick, how thin, how firm,
yes.
because it's essentially a pillowcase bag with a zip full of spaghetti
yes.
latex, so you can take out as much as you want. Nick gave us one and I've taken a bit out to make it because I like it a bit lower, so that's something I think someone can comfortably buy without trying it, and then once you
without
receive it
trying,
you can
yes.
get it yourself. So if
and
people can't visit the score, how can they contact you to purchase that? Do you have a website
where
they can buy it?
Rockdale Mattress Factory. They can
okay,
type the search engine in Rockdale
okay.
Mattress Factory.
Cool.
The pillow is called Spinal Design.
Okay.
And there is no problem. If they do that, they
great.
Can have a look. But here a lot of memory foam advertised by medical people in here. And they say, oh, this pillow will give you, will stop the... headache, it will stop you this, it will stop you that, you know, which never happens because I know those people that are coming to me, you know, so it doesn't work. I never advertise that sort of things because it's not 100% and every person is a different.
Mm.
I was sleeping first, my first mattress was on the floor on a rug from goat hair. And it was very uncomfortable on the floor, but it had a good insulation and everything on the floor on earth. Mm. Then my mother has made, we moved, my father made a four-poster bed with simple tools and put timber slats on it. And she put straw. My second mattress was straw. And when I came, was the inner spring mattress.
Mm-hmm.
Second-hand one.
What do you think about straw?
Straw is very good. Mm. It's healthy. I've got something else coming. At the moment, business is slow, and I got too many government things to worry. But there is one thing in Slovenia. It's a sea grass.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good stuff.
Very nice.
There is a lot of different types of beds. You can do camel hair. You can do, you know, all those sort of things. But anyway, I know them all.
Cool. Awesome.
Hope you're more empowered to enjoy shopping for mattresses and perhaps enhancing the health of your bed, and especially the children. We didn't mention children in this podcast episode and babies, but their tissues are much more vulnerable since they're developing. Their respiratory systems are not fully developed. Their immune systems are not fully developed. So we really want to keep low tox out of there, and we want good ventilation, because low tox is one thing, but as Nick emphasized, the priority is ventilation, because you know, inevitably there's toxins everywhere, but when we're having good ventilation of our mattress, of our bedroom, ventilation in our lungs and our respiratory system, because that's one of the key detox mechanisms, is through our exhaling, through our respiratory system. When we're having those environments in an optimal health, then that can metabolize and deal with any toxins, which again are inevitable. So optimize your bedroom, optimize your mattress with a good mattress, optimize your health with a good health protocol, and consult us, and especially for children and babies. So I want to share with you a few brands of mattresses that I've researched quite well. I've spoken to a lot of them, and they are good quality. They are healthy. And just to put it straight on the table, I am not affiliated with any of these companies at all. So the first one where we got our mattress, me and my wife, Zentai.com. That's Zentai.com.au. That's a company in the northern New South Wales region where we got great latex. So happy with our latex mattress from there. And you can mention Vital Vader and they will look after you. Naturalsleep.com.au is one in Victoria. That's a great one. Organ and Nature. So Orga Nature.com, O-R-G-A, nature.com is in Australia. That's a very interesting, very good company. They're more on the cotton side, but also having latex, and have some really good articles, educational articles on materials and mattresses, and they also have other products, not only on mattresses. Rockdale Mattress Company in Sydney, of course. Nick's company, who he interviewed. Then I don't even know if they have a website. They probably do, but just search Rockdale Mattress Company. And of course, you may want to visit your mattress in person and feel it. And some things are, honestly, a lot of these, like, you can get online unless you're extremely fussy. Peace Lily is one in Australia. I'm not fully convinced. They require some more investigation, and I've spoken to some people in the industry who are not convinced either. So just some things, but Peace Lily perhaps reasonably, but still not fully have my tick of approval. Another good resource, and especially for those in USA, is Dr. Christian Gonzalez, and his website is docgonzalez.com, and that has good information on mattresses and a very similar overview. He's a doctor who likes to talk a lot about healthy products and reducing toxic loads, so you can learn a lot from them. So if you enjoyed this podcast episode, you got something out of it, please leave a review on iTunes, share it with someone, take a screenshot, let me know if you need Nick from Sydney, what a character, and hope you sleep well, and check out the other sleep resources we have. I'm on Insight Timer now and moving all my content to Insight Timer. If you don't know what Insight Timer is, it's the biggest meditation app in the world, but I see it as like an Instagram but for consciousness, kind of reduce all the dopamine, quick, irresponsible scrolling of Instagram and dull scrolling of all the crap that's on there, and just put all the consciousness enhancing, health enhancing content. And that's like what Insight Timer provides. So our profile there is kind of what I'm putting my more energy and attention towards. I've got a lot of like a podcast, but more condensed with different audio tracks, more specific topics. So I've got a whole segment, a whole course, a multiple audio track there on sleep and how to optimize sleep. I've also got a track on an actual practice to do before sleep. So check out the Insight Timer profile under Dylan Smith, and hope you enjoy that as well. Until next time, my friend, sleep well, sleep healthy.